coming out of my comfort zone. Some of the places in my life that's comfortable, God is challenging me. Trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. So I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Though it may cost me some friends, I'll walk alone. God is challenging me to trust and believe, for to go where I'm not gone, I must do what I'm not done. No.
God is wrong
to walk into my destiny. To go where I've not been, and for the rest of my life, I'll say yes,
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 yes, yes. I'm coming out of my
zone. Oh, I'm being stretched to a place where I.
Trust and believe, for to go where I'm not gone, I must do what I've not done. No,
God is calling
to walk into my destiny.
God is challenging
to go where I've not been.
God is moving,
and for the rest of my. Coming out of my comfort zone. I'm being stretched to a place I've never known. God is challenging me. Trust and believe. If you're coming out, lift your hands and give Him praise right now. I said, if you're coming out, lift those hands and bless the name of the Lord. Come on, help me praise Him right now. He's worthy to be glorified. Come on, come on, help me worship Him right now. Coming out.
Good evening, everyone. You're welcome to
things that held me bound.
Tonight's routine.
Things that had me locked.
We can see our hands up on the platforms, on the different platforms.
I'm moving.
Thank you for coming online to join in. I want to talk about something tonight, and then we're going to pray. All right, but I want your hearts to be set and I want your faith to be out. I titled tonight's meeting Ending 2020. All right, this is what date is today now? Today is 13th. All right, in 2 days' time, that'll be half of this month exactly. All right, so let's assume that. We are already in the middle of the month, all right, since it's just in 2 days' time. you know, and that tells us a lot, you know, that November is ending and then we're entering December. And it's as if when you enter December, you have, it's as if the year has ended, basically, you know, for a lot of people. You know, one of the things I've come to understand about the end of the year is there's nothing to be afraid about. Yeah, there's nothing to fear. You know, some people say when you enter the umba, nothing will happen to you. Amen. Nothing. There is no umba spirit anywhere. We are children of the Most High God and no harm will come to us. Amen. All right. All right. In the midst of the insecurity, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the COVID, in the midst of everything, I need you to know that people have testimonies and you are one of those people that have testimonies. Amen. In the midst of it all, you can still point at one thing, another thing that the Lord did, that you know that they said things are not as good as they are, but you are enjoying the goodness of God. Glory to God. You are enjoying the goodness of God. And that's one beautiful thing about how God, you know, treats his children, how God ensures that his children are well. You know, he ensures it. He ensures it. God is provider, is a shelter, is a covering, is a lover. That's what he specializes in. I mean, that's the reason why Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for every one of us, because he truly loves us. He's not a man that he would lie, or the son of man that he should repent of his words. He is God Almighty, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Omnipotent. Oh, that's who he is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Could you just, in a few minutes, just go ahead and give God some good praise wherever you are right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You are good and there is none like you. We give you praise. Come on, lift up your hands where you are. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his love. Thank him for his fatherliness. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for his eyes upon every one of us. Thank him. Oh, we give you praise, oh God. Could you go ahead and bust out in other tongues this minute and just thanking God? Glory to God. We worship you. We give you praise, oh God. You are good. In the midst of our pain, we find comfort. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Marakata imaroko supredosha mekerenkatayala. In the midst of men complaining, oh, we have abundance flowing in our direction. In the name of Jesus, Makataye Librokoto. In the midst of questions, we've got answers. Glory to God. Hebakante ikara kachata lembrokoto kraki prakatala kosufrende. Oh, manishi managadasa akata kata kata imbo. In the midst of disappointment, we have something to rejoice about. Who are you with me tonight? Laki so kante lebrake ifonto fakata fikere keshibro kotoya lambroko sukata. We give you praise, Jesus. Hallelujah. Enana kata kata ikereke yekuku ya makoso frando. Come on, could you go ahead with smiles on your face, rejoicing tonight and thanking him for his goodness. Hallelujah. Marakata ya rosa. Oh, for his goodness. This morning I talked a lot about it. So just go ahead and thank God for the goodness of God this day. Go ahead and say, Father, you have been good to me. Oh, so I know, surely, come on now, goodness and mercy follows me. Come on now, all the days of my life. Come on now. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, marakine neno shimagadosan. Oh, rejoicing is one weapon a believer has. Hey, yeah, you need to learn to rejoice in the face of disaster. You need to learn to rejoice. Let me say something to you. It's not always going to be easy. But if you look at it that way, you would not be able to magnify God. We magnify God. How do you magnify God? God is already big by himself. Amen. But when you magnify God, you magnify him in your own heart. You see God big over the situation. You see God big over the circumstances. You see God big over the issues around you. You see God. So you are the one that needs the faith to see God bigger than the things that you see with your eyes that could cause the sad, that could cause a disadvantage, that could cause pain, that could cause you a setback. All of those things, you need to look at God. Keep looking at God. Bible says he's the author and the finisher of our faith. That's who he is. Glory to God. Oh, Marakato Shakata. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Our faith is our life because of his love. Woo! Yeah. Our faith is our life because he lives. He lives. We can face tomorrow. He lives. He lives. We can face every trial. He lives. Hallelujah. We can face every test. He lives in our heart. He shows the way. Oh, he lights our darkness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, oh God. There is no God like you. No God. Woo! Hallelujah. That was beautiful. Amen. 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 All right, let's go into something we have today. All right. It's a scripture that came to me just when I was starting to prepare for tonight. Let's go to Psalm 23. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. We are ending this year well. Amen. Amen. We're ending this year well. You need to have faith for that. That you are ending this year with questions in your heart being answered. Amen. Glory to God. You are ending this year with things that are not clear, getting clearer. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Feel free to type on the page as you get blessed tonight. Thank you, Father. Woo! Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. So let's flow tonight. All right, look at Psalm 23. I'm reading from the Passion Translation. And it says, verse 1, it says, the Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I told you who a shepherd was some time ago. So I'm just going to say some things about the shepherd. It says, the Lord is, not my, the Lord was. So you need to note that. It says the Lord is present, continuous, right, with us. You know why I'm saying that deliberately? I'm saying that because you need to see that God is real. You need to see that the Lord is real. You need to see that the Spirit of God is real, okay? You need to get conscious of the realness of divinity in your life, in your space, in your environment, in everything that you lay your hands to do. God is real to me. It's a revelation for somebody tonight. God is real. He's not was. God is. He's continuous. All right. It's now and it's continuous. It's now and in the future. All right. The Lord is. Hallelujah. So tonight, I need you to note something. It says, the Lord is my best friend. Who is a best friend? A best friend is someone you talk to. Glory to God. A best friend is someone you relate with. A best friend is someone you want to pour your heart with. A best friend is someone that you want to walk down the street holding hands together. You want a best friend is someone you want to call on the phone, you know, to find out how they are doing. A best friend is someone you want to share your time with. A best friend is someone that you want to be with. A best friend is someone that you want to hear from. Glory to God. All right. But the Bible says here, the Lord is my best friend. He is your best friend. Meaning he is the one that you should run to. He's the one that you should talk to. He's not the last person on the list. He's the first person on your list. Amen. He's the first person. So no matter what you feel in your heart, that you feel, I really need to talk to somebody, that's the first person you should talk to. You need to talk to him. You need to talk about how you feel. Talk about what's going on. Sometimes, you know, I read a story about a woman, you know, she when her children comes to visit her, they always believe that there's somebody inside the house with her. You know why? Because she believes, she has practiced the presence of God. And that's one thing believers should learn to do. You need to learn to practice the presence of God. How do you do that? You know, you can be in your room and you're praying. The prayer is not that you are kneeling down, or the prayer is not that you are closing your eyes. The prayer is that you are talking to somebody. That's communication. That's prayer. Prayer is communication with the Father. That's prayer. You know, you are talking. You are talking. Father, I don't know what to do about this thing. It's taking a while. Maybe am I not getting some? You are talking. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's communication between you and your Father. Oh, what happened today in the office? I didn't expect it to happen that way. I'm sorry, I must have missed it. I'm sure you must have said something. I didn't pick it. You are talking. You are talking. You know, so that's you need to practice how to talk to. You know, some people say that, won't somebody think that I'm mad? Nobody. Anybody thinking that you are mad and you are getting results, it's only just going to celebrate your results after a while. Amen. Glory to God. That's the truth. Amen. You know, the person will just, this is working for this person, and this person just seems to be talking to somebody. You're talking to God. Glory to God. You need to respect that. That you talk to God. Learn to talk to God. Should I not? I'm not sure of what I'm picking in my heart right now. You talk. You know, there are times whereby someone talks to me and I feel, but I don't expect to, I don't want to get angry. How else will I have said it that it will result well? And I'm talking out. I'm talking out loud because I'm looking for the wisdom on how to say what I want to say, and then the person can receive it well. And I'm asking the Holy Ghost, help me say it right. Amen. You're communicating with your Father. You need to learn to have that practice around you. You need to learn to believe that you are not alone. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. Nikaraba sumprena nofsha. I'm not alone. I've got God backing me up. I've got every decision making it with my Father. I'm not alone on this matter. I'm not alone on the things that looks like an hindrance to me. I'm not alone on the things that make me feel uncomfortable. I'm not alone. See, listen, God is forever going to be patient with us. I mean, you can imagine when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary and you came on the scene and you still did not even behave like Jesus did anything for you. I mean, God is forever going to be very, very patient with us. He knows your hand from the beginning. So he's waiting for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's waiting for you. Come. Let's get deeper in the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's get deeper to the things that you don't know about. Let's get deeper. Could you go ahead and talk in other tongues right now? Come on, go ahead and say, I get deeper with my Father. I get deeper and deeper with my Father. Oh, glory to God. I get deeper. Oh, thank you, Father. God is real to me. Yes, God is real to me every day, every time. I see God in all that I do because He's real to me. He's real to me. His word is real to me. His instructions are real to me. He's talking to me. I hear Him. Hallelujah. I hear God. I hear God. I don't make mistake with hearing God. I hear God and I do right. Amen. I do right because I hear God. Oh, thank you, Father. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Marabakataya la bakere girusa. Mandele brashi bragada bagada gabata gabata. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Madi barabakata. Lembroko sufrade peketa ya la bakasakata. Lembro no shamanene karaga to sipele ke sufrondo. Oh, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mare baba 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 baba. Ele marakata. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, we could get lost in the presence of God. Just get lost worshiping, get lost telling him how real he is. You know, you can practice this consistently until he becomes so real to you. Some of us started, you know, without knowing what we're doing. But we had to start because we know that nobody taught me what I'm talking to you about. It was when I grew, you know, in the faith that I started learning that, you know, people are taught to talk to God when there's no one in the room. But I get to just do that because, I mean, I just love to talk to God. I love to talk to God in prayer. I love to talk to God when I'm, you know, when I'm alone. I get to talk to God. I just talk to him like he's around me. He's not far away. I mean, my year is ending. Listen now, child of God. Your year is ending. There's a lot the Lord has got to say that you and I do not know. And the moment we allow God, the better for the direction we want to take. You know, I mean, for some people right now, they have ended 2020. They have entered 2021. Why? Because the agenda for 2021 is already, you know, just is already fighting in their brains. They have stepped into the next year. Some of us have not even found the bearing of 2020 because of all that happened from the beginning of the year. No, no, no. Again, I say no. Don't let that drown you. No, refuse to be drowned by the things that have happened in the year. This year, whether you want to say, you don't even know what happened. Don't bother about it. Just tell yourself it's a good year. It's a peculiar year. It's a unique year. It's a different year. You've never seen a year like this before. Yes. Me too. I've never seen a year like this before. But in the midst of it, can you see the goodness of God? What you see, every time we see the goodness of God, that year is good. It's good. Bible says he crowns the year with his goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready for some crowning this year? Are you ready for God to crown this year with a lot of his good deeds, a lot of his good testimony, a lot of his help coming all around you? Are you ready for what God is set to, the miraculous supply provisions here and there? Are you ready for some good news? Are you ready? Hey, la kuso matai ende rebosa. Answers. Oh, to questions. Are you ready? Amen. Are you ready? Are you ready? Glory to God. These are things that you should put your faith on. That my year truly ends. It ends with God. It ends with the goodness of God. It ends with the favor of God. It doesn't matter what everybody is complaining all around. The Bible says 1,000 may fall on our side, 10,000 are there. You see, that they are falling at our side shows how close they are. Amen. But no matter how close any disappointment, any pain, anything may be, tell yourself, it cannot touch me. Hey! Kaboko Rokoto Rabasata. It cannot touch me. I refuse. I refuse the plan of the enemy. It cannot touch me. I am immune from bad news. I am immune. Hey, thank you, Father. I'm immune. Oh, baraka tore ketora masum predosha. Lekira nasakata. Only good things happen to me. Thank you, Father. You need to say that about yourself. Only good things. Only prosperous things happen to me. Only fantastic things happen to me. My year 2020 ends well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He ends well. He ends well. He ends well. He ends with God. He ends with all that God can do. All that God is in my life. He ends with the testimony of Jesus in my life. It's good news surrounding me all around in the name of Jesus. Things are happening for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Marakashantelegedosa. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Things, great things are happening. Great things are happening. Come on, be expectant of greatness in this year. As we end this year, say, I'm ending better than I ever started. Hallelujah. 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 I'm ending more convinced than I ever started. I'm ending. Nidodosho mokoto yaragadosa. Andoluso preka supredosha. I'm ending stronger. Oh, I'm not going to be weak to end this year. I'm ending this year with testimonies in the name of Jesus. I'm ending on a good note. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I step up my game in the name of Jesus. I'm helped by the Holy Spirit. Things are happening for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The unexpected happens to me. The supernatural happens to me. Glory to God. Marakata yelebrondo. Embrukusha bakasakata. Oh, glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Nayana yana 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 yekele kesokata. Oh, we give you praise, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. Amazing things are bound to happen. Great supplies from the north, from the west, from everywhere happens to us in the name of Jesus. Where men have dropped their hopes, dropped their courage, we are picking up our own in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, we pick up our courage. We pick up our faith. We pick up our desires. We are headlong saying it's happening to us in the name of Jesus. Good things are bound to happen to us in the name of Jesus. Only good things. Oh, glory to God. I'm excited tonight that God himself is taking over this meeting tonight. He's going to speak to every one of us prophetically tonight. I believe that tonight your life, your belief, your faith will step up to the next level. You are ending 2020 well. It doesn't matter how many other people's testimonies you have heard. You are going to pick out, you're going to also speak out your own testimonies this year as you end it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Let's go on. He says, the Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. The shepherd watches out for us. Hey, yes, the shepherd finds the green grass, the lush grasses for the sheep. The shepherd takes care of the sheep. The sheep does not take care of itself. So let me say something tonight. Oh, Marakasokete Yadagadosha. 2020, as you end this year, you will be taken care of till the last day of 2020 in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I declare that you will be taken care of everything that you so desire. Oh, Bible says that you would receive. You will receive it. You will receive. You will receive. So go ahead and knock. Go ahead and ask. Go ahead and seek. Go ahead, and then you would find in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Marakatoye regedosokata. Lembronosh. Hey, karama. The shepherd watches out for the sheep. God is watching out for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. God watches out for you. Oh, barama sumanasa negedosok. Hey, Baraka Shata Yalakasoka. God watches out for you. He points out the good places where you are supposed to step your feet. Bible says he orders the steps of the righteous. Your steps are ordered into 2021 in the name of Jesus. But first, your steps are ordered out of 2020. Hey, in the name of Jesus, he orders your steps to the right place. to the right place, to the right place, to the place where you can get result, to the place where you will not miss it, to the place, oh my God, Marakashimbe regedosa, lenke sokotola bakata, legre no sumaka supradosha, in the name of Jesus. He says, I always have more than enough. Hey, come on now. Are you ready tonight? Say, I always have more than enough. Say it tomorrow. I always have more than enough. Say it next tomorrow. I always have more than enough. Say it next to next tomorrow. I always have more than enough. You would always have. You would never lack. I refuse every lack in this house in the name of Jesus. I call forth harvest in your part in the name of Jesus. Do you have seeds in the ground? Come on now, church. I said, do you have seeds? Do you have givings that you have made? Go ahead and say, I've got harvest only for those that have seeds. Every seed that is planted, every giving that is given, it comes back 10 times, he comes back 100 times, he comes back, he comes back, he comes back, in the name of Jesus, it's coming back to us, better than we gave it out, better in the name of Jesus. Come on, go ahead and say, I would always have, I would never lack, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. He says he offers a resting place for me in his lush love. He says his tracks takes me to an oasis of peace and quiet and brooks of bliss. I speak where you are concerned that the peace of God, the very peace of God keeps you. The very peace of God strengthens you, that you've got peace like a river. Hallelujah. You got peace, not trouble, in the name of Jesus. I declare that your soul is quiet. I declare that your soul is peaceful. I declare that all that concerns you is well, in the name of Jesus. Maro sokata yala gadosa, ribo sumbrado sokete yaraba sokanta, manderebosha, lekaraba sokena nosa. Come on, go ahead and say, I have restoration. Hallelujah. Come on, go ahead and say, I've got restoration for everything I have lost in the course of the year. I call forth restoration in the name of Jesus. Come on, are you with me tonight? Anyone that has lost one thing or the other, declare, I have restoration, emotional restoration. Likeruso makata yelemrondo, lekarakata yarodorosa, manderebosha, physical restoration. In the name of Jesus, makotoya, lembrokoto yibargetera, raba suprena nashe. Restoration is yes, it's yes, it's yes, it's in you, it's for you in this season. In the name of Jesus, things are happening greatly for you. In the name of Jesus, you rise above average as you walk into your abundance. In the name of Jesus, you walk into what you need the most. You didn't hear what I said. I said you walk into what you need the most as you end 2020. In the name of Jesus, what's that thing you need the most? You're walking into it tonight. You're walking into it before the end of 2020. In the name of Jesus, the year is bounty for you. The year is blessed for you. The year rises up to its occasion for you. The year, karamoso katale mranasa, librokoso faradosa mante yeregedosa, lekoso kata yenderigedosa. Things are working. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're still praying. We're still declaring tonight. Come on, go ahead and say, I got open doors. Open doors. My path is cleared in the name of Jesus. He leads me along his footpaths of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. Hallelujah. Come on, go ahead and declare, I bring honor to my Father. How do you bring honor to your father? You bring honor to your father by using your faith. Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So God wants you to honor him by using your faith. Men will celebrate what your faith has achieved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, men celebrate it. They will celebrate it. Why? Because they see God. They see you and they see that you are experimenting what God wants you to experiment. Some of the things they cannot do, they see you express it. Why? Because they see that you decide to walk in the supernatural, not in the natural. In the natural, there is death. In the natural, there is pain. In the natural, we don't know what to do. In the natural, there's confusion. In the natural, tonight, I declare where you are concerned that you decide to switch in the name of Jesus. And you switch from what is not working to what is working. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You switch from natural to supernatural. You switch to what is not working to the blessing. You switch. Le maraku sufredosa. Mandela basukata ya lagina na nashe gedeya. Rakiba kosukata ya labosu. Thank you, Father. Come on, go ahead and say, I switch into the miracles of God. I switch into the faithfulness of God. I switch into the love of my Father. I switch into the help of my Father. I switch. I'm a help child of a loved God. Glory to God. I said I am a loved child of a loved God. Thank you, Father. I'm a helped one. I'm helped. I'm helped. I'm helped. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. He says, Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of the deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me. Hey. For you already have. Amen. He says, you already have taken me through the path. So fear will not conquer me. Now, in this year 2020, you might have gone through different paths. Some paths difficult. Some paths not pleasant enough. Some paths you are still finding your feet. Even right now, as I speak right now, I'd like you to go ahead and say, Father, I thank you because I am not going to be conquered in fear. I walk into 2020 believing you and having my own testimonies too. In the name of Jesus. Come on, go ahead and declare where your life is concerned. I believe God and I have my own testimonies too. I come against fear tonight. I come against every level of fear. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be conquered. Come on, with fear. I refuse it in the name of Jesus. I refuse every level of fear in my life. Oh, Barroso, Nakataya Labosa, and around me, I rebuke the oppressor. I rebuke Lena Nosha, Satan. I rebuke his strategies over my life. I cause fear in my destiny, and I declare I move forward. Amen. I move off darkness into light. I move in the name of Jesus. Bible says we have entered into light. We have walked out of darkness and we have been translated into the kingdom of his dear son. So there is light in us. The light of God penetrates every part of our being. Hallelujah. The light of God shows us what we cannot see on our own. We are focused in the name of Jesus. Things are happening for us. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Woo! Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Come on, will you go ahead and thank God tonight? Thank him. Thank him. Oh, barakashi baragadoso. Manderevoso kataya la bakira doso. Limbre kire kira bakoto bakaburo. Rama sumpradosa. We thank you tonight for all that you already are doing, have done. We just came to give you praise, glory, and we are declaring it once again. Yes, because we believe you, O God. We bring honor to your name with the works of your hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says, Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You remain close to me and lead me through it all the way. Yes, it says your authority is my strength. Amen. Come on, the Lord is the strength of our life. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. It says the comfort of your love takes away my fears. Amen. Say, I will never be alone. Come on, can I hear you say that? Say, I will never be alone, for you are near. Hallelujah. That's beautiful. Oh, glory to God. You are near. You're always near. Always near. Always near. You become my delicious feast. Even when my enemies dare to fight, you anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on, Bible says we have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We have been sealed with God. We have been sealed. And Bible says he that is joined with the Lord is one spirit. Can you see that we have been sealed? It says, you give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. Woo! It says, so why would I fear the future? Come on now. Is anybody ready tonight? It says, so why would I fear the future? For your goodness and your love pursues me all the days of my life. Then afterward, when my life is true, come on now, it says, I would return your glorious presence to be forever with you. Hallelujah. God is faithful. God is good. God is, we are entirely grateful for the promises and the inheritances from God. So tonight, with all that we have declared, I'd like you to go ahead and thank him, because we have all that we say in the name of Jesus. Come on now, do you believe that? We have all that we say in the name of Jesus. We've got the peace. We've got it. We've got it. We've got the peace of God that passeth all understanding. We've got the joy, the joy, the joy of the Lord that is our strength. We've got it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We've got the right places to be. Bible says he orders our steps. Our steps are truly ordered by him. Oh, we go where he wants us to go because he leads us in the right paths for our life and destiny. Bible says he knows where we should put our feet. He says he knows. And that's the truth. He knows the way. He shows the way. What do? We follow. Hallelujah. We follow. We follow. Come on, we step out of 2020 gracefully. Did you hear what I said? I said, you're stepping out of 2020 gracefully. Gracefully. You are stepping out of 2020 without shame. Amen. Hallelujah. You will not be shameful. You will walk out of this year knowing that God is on your side. In the name of Jesus, I declare that this year favors you. Oh, the next year favors you. The next year favors you. In the name of Jesus, things are working together for your good. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed going out. You are blessed coming in. This season is your best season. Oh, glory to God. I said this season, as you end 2020, becomes your best season. Your testimony will be bigger, larger, sweeter. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hey, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Danger is far in the name of Jesus. Come on now. I said danger is far in the name of Jesus. All things are beautiful in his time, and this year is one of the times the Lord has made. So we declare beauty in the name of Jesus for every ashes in this house, for every tears that had been shed in this house, for every disappointment, for everything that has not gone well. I declare beauty for you, every ashes in the name of Jesus. The stories are turning around. Hey, it says, joy cometh in the morning. Yeah, joy cometh in the morning, meaning that there is joy around the corner. There is joy. You must learn to practice, like I started with. You must learn to practice. No matter how much weeping may endure, no matter how much weeping may have cost a lot of pain, a lot of uncertainty and all that, no matter how much weeping, I declare tonight, oh, thank you, Father, that joy rises up from within you. Glory to God. Joy rises up from within you. And I declare you begin to face laughter, the things that will bring you laughter, the things that will bring you dances, the things that will gladden your heart. You begin to face them from now. In the name of Jesus, your story is turned around. Your testimony is larger than what you think it will be. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let me tell you one thing that happened to me. I was in church, you know, on Sunday, and I didn't minister, you know. So someone came, and the person was leaving, you know. And after the service, I got a phone call, you know, from the person, and the person said that, please, I would like to change your wardrobe. I felt what? And the truth is, this is the truth. Before Sunday, I think about 2 or 3 weeks now, I've been giving out most of my clothes to people. I've been giving them out. I'll just call somebody. Yeah, come and wear them. Come and see. Is it your size? And then they'll come, they pick up. You know, so I also have been doing what? I've been doing that deliberately, but not like I was expecting, you know, any blessing of such. When that happened to me, you see, seed sowing is beautiful. You need to learn to sow seeds. You need to learn to do good. You need to learn to give. Give. When you give, it's pressed down, shaking together. It's going to run over you. Hallelujah. It's going to run over you. It's going to run over you. Thank you, Father. I went to minister in our church, you know, not my branch in Lagos, another place. And while I was there, I was just talking to them about what the Holy Ghost asked me to talk about. And someone walked up to me after the service and told me, I need to sew my tithe. And I said, go ahead and sew it to the church. He said, no, God told me specifically to come and give it to you. I felt, what? What? Do you understand what I'm saying? This is what God can do when you do his own work. You need to learn to serve God with the whole of your heart. Open your heart for the impossibilities. Things are happening. God is doing wonders. God is doing wonders. I tell you, God is surprising men in this season. God is changing people's stories. God is giving them a new dream. God is opening doors that have been shut. God is doing something. Key into it. Amen. Amen. And one way to keep into it is to rejoice. Another way is to be a giver. This season is sensitive. Don't miss it. Woo! Glory to God. Don't miss what God is doing. Don't be too mindful of yourself. God is already mindful of you. So what does God want you to do? He wants you to be mindful of other people. That's how I live my life. I'm mindful of people around me. I open my doors just so that I can be a blessing. I told God, I said, I want you to bless me so I can be a channel of blessing to other people all around me. I just want to be a blessing. I just want to be seen as one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be the man that God can trust. Be the one that God can send on errands. Be the one that God can talk to and you will heal immediately. Be that person. As you expect all the goodness of God, be the one that will hear God and will also act immediately. That's the kind of people God is looking out for in this season. I believe you have been blessed tonight. I have been blessed, and I know that great things are happening already. Yes, great things are happening. Watch out till the end of this month. Watch out as you enter the next month, December. Watch out as you begin to step out of the next month. You will see for yourself that great things with you. I love you guys, and I know that your testimonies are just beside you. They are just right there. All you need to do is hear God and walk on it, and then you would have it right in your hands. God bless you. God bless you so much. We've had a great time tonight, and every word is coming to pass. Amen. Every word is coming to pass. Every testimony is coming to become a reality. Amen. It's coming to manifest in your life. Amen. Things are happening already, and you are going to partake of it. It will not bypass you in this season. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is the Holy Ghost meeting the Lord would want us to have. And I believe that you were truly blessed and got a lot from tonight. You might still want to play this over again and pray on your own, just meditating on every word that has been released tonight. You might still want to do that maybe tomorrow morning and all that. Just make sure you are connected. Amen. Glory to God. Love you guys. Love you guys. I'm so excited with what God is already doing amongst us. So excited. All right, I have a testimony from one of us. There was a news on media yesterday. I watched it from channels. You know, there was this bullion van that was carrying money. Okay, I got to find out that one of us on this page is actually one of the people that was in that bullion van, and there were shootings at that bullion van. If you can remember the news, for those that watched the news yesterday, that happened. You know, there was shooting, and there was money, and you know, none of the guys died. Amen. Glory to God. None of the guys that were in the car, including the person on our platform. Amen. Protection is sure for every one of us. This, we are ending the year in rejoicing. That's a great and a huge testimony. He was faced with bullets. He saw the men that were harmed. He saw the thieves that were ready to take the money and all of that, but they were saved. There was deliverance for them. That's a huge one. When I heard that he was one of them, you know, and he is also on this platform, I give God all the praise, all the glory. So I just want you to just know that God is doing great things in this season, and this year is ending well. Hallelujah. I love you guys. Have a great, great, great night. Have a beautiful weekend. Rest, and keep praying. Keep believing. Keep at all that you believe that God is already doing. And let's enjoy manifestations. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
In spite of what I see, Lord, I believe. But help my unbelief, I choose to trust you. No matter what I feel, let faith arise. Let faith arise. For my champion's not dead, he is alive. Oh, and he already knows my every need. Surely